This is episode number 2098 of the Who Cares News for Monday, November 29th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, now we're hearing that Matthew McConaughey will not run for governor of Texas. Sorry, Texas.
Why not?
He decided not to run. Instead, he's going to support, quote, organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream, end quote.
But what
so
will
there
Texas
you
do?
Go. He says he wants to continue doing everything he can to be most useful in this life going forward. He says, quote, we have some problems we need to fix, that our politics needs new purpose, that we have divides that need healing, and we need more trust in our lives. Sounds like a politician. I mean, that's sounds like a politician, for God's sakes.
Well, that is all good sounding and all true.
Yeah.
It does sound like a politician.
Doesn't it sound like a politician? Hey, Matthew. All right. Come on, dude. Anyway, he says we got to start shining a light on our shared values. This sounds so political. The ones that cross party lines, the ones that build bridges instead of burn them. This is all written by some really fancy, you know, Pierre Salinger type speech writer. Look it up. Google it. Anyway.
It just seems to me that the people, is he talking about the people in politics right now?
I guess. I don't know. And I guess he's talking about Texas. Anyway. Sorry, Texas. He's not going to run for governor. However you wanted to look at that. It's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What is happening?
It's the Who Karen of the Who Karen.
The Who Karen of the Who Karen.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the bottom of the Who Cares barrel, shall we?
Who's that?
Lindsay Lohan is engaged.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
She's set to tie the knot with her boyfriend, Bader Shamus.
Okay.
She announced on Instagram yesterday because, you know,
that's where we find out about everything.
That's where we do our engagement announcements.
Yeah. Yes. At all. Yeah.
My love, my life. I'm sorry. Whoops. That's wrong. My love, my life, my family, my future.
Lindsay, you got to cut back on that 3-pack-a-day habit, you know.
It features pictures of the couple and her gorgeous diamond ring that I'm sure she paid for.
I'm sure.
Picked it out and went and bought it herself.
Yeah.
Lindsay and Bader, they've been, I want to say Vader.
Vader? Bader with a B? Okay,
yes.
All right. Okay.
It's Bader with a B. That's okay. It.
Lord Bader. Oh, my God.
They've been together for 3 years, but they've kept their relationship very private.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it. Have you heard of it?
I haven't really.
I haven't
heard
looked
of it.
For it. I haven't cared.
Well, yeah. Do we care?
He lives in Dubai, where Lindsay has lived for the past few years.
I remember hearing her.
I knew that one.
Okay.
Now, according to his LinkedIn profile, he's an assistant vice president at Credit Suisse.
Oh, really?
Yes. He attended the University of South Florida as well as the University of Tampa.
Wait, South Florida and Tampa, but lives in Dubai. Okay. All right. I get it. I guess is that where Credit Suisse headquarters?
The more important thing is, you know, we've talked about that Lindsay's set to make a major acting comeback in the Netflix holiday movie next month.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll play a newly engaged and spoiled hotel heiress. Far from the truth, except for the heiress part. Yeah. Who finds herself in the care of a handsome blue-collar lodge owner and his precocious daughter, after getting total amnesia in a skiing accident.
Come on, Netflix. We've seen this one before 100 times. Congratulations, Lilo, on getting engaged and snaring. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Well, we thought we'd seen it all, but apparently not.
Uh-oh.
Ben and Jen did something. Bennifer, you know.
Okay.
They did something over the holiday weekend that they'd never done before.
Ooh, what's that? Ooh.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's huge. Ready?
I'm ready.
They were photographed together on a major holiday. Yep, it made news.
Oh, my God.
Almost as important as when Jay-Z removed his hyphen from his name.
That was pretty important.
That was pretty important because that made news. Mm-hmm. So up until now, they've never been seen together in public on a holiday. Huh. So this weekend, they were spotted at Spago's and in Hollywood together going to a recording studio.
Ooh.
So J-Lo, she flew in from Canada where she's been filming a Netflix movie.
Wow.
And Ben, well, we're guessing he was at home.
Fresh from Matt's couch. maybe not. Maybe not.
Now, you know, sources say they're happy and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Blah.
Hmm. Yep. Huh. News. We bring it to you fast and hard and fresh off the press. Yep. Ripping news.
Remember A-Rod? Remember him?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happened to him being like all upset and everything? This was the thing, love of his life, all that. And then he's over it?
Well, I don't think he has much of a choice.
Well, I get
and not that,
that
I've ever been an A-Rod fan, because I'm not.
No, I don't.
But I think she was the one that...
I think it was her.
Ben. Homewrecker. Homewrecker Ben.
Thing is that if everything
was fine...
They were
on the rocks already.
Yeah, if everything was fine, then there wouldn't have been a chance. Wouldn't have been a chance.
Wouldn't have been a chance
Ben
for
could
Ben.
Not have slid into her DM or anywhere else.
But why did he wait so long? Why so many years? Why?
Who, Ben?
Yeah.
Well, he had to get clean.
Oh.
I think that was the biggest thing, is he had to get clean. Yeah. I see that.
Didn't need to get clean for his wife and kids, but need to get clean for Jen.
No. The ball and chain, no. That's something. Sorry.
Oh, Jennifer Garner, you're so cute.
She is cute.
I'd marry her.
Well, I would too. I think anybody would marry her. But we don't know who she really is down deep.
That's true.
Is she a little too much?
Is she?
Because I get a feeling like she would be just a little too judgy. You know?
I think so.
And nobody wants to be, you know, married to somebody that's judgy. Mm.
I don't
judgy.
Know. She stood. She helped him out.
Yeah, but I think that's also the sign of somebody
taco
who's
habit.
Judgy.
Oh my goodness! You're being critical of Jennifer.
I know, right? I should be.
Of J-Jen.
J-Jen.
Well, we have J-Lo, J-Wow, J-Law. So okay. Why not a J-Jen?
J-Jen.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay. You know what I do like.
What are you, what, Halle Berry?
Halle Berry. I like Halle Berry. I don't know.
Man, you had to get that in there no matter how you're going to do it. You're always going to get it in there.
It's part of the bit. It's part of the bit.
Poor Halle Berry.
There's nothing wrong with Halle Berry. She's fine. She's not poor. She's not.
I know.
Unfortunate. No, she's
but
fine.
But way back in the day when you professed your love for Halle Berry, you would attempt to bring quality to your whatever you'd say about her. Now you just throw it out there.
Yo, Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow and poor Halle.
Halle the Hall Pass.
She's not poor. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.